Welcome to Maura For You. Maura Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's thoughts for you.
Are you judging? Or are you discovering the better you in all of us? Well, if you're on a path to living happier from the inside out, this topic of judgment is certainly worth another look and another time or term for thoughtful consideration. I came up with this concept of judging and the better you just the other day when I was finishing up an exercise class, and our instructor, who loves to end classes with something of the mind that we could all contemplate, chose to read from her favorite book, which is called Until Today. It's a New York Times best-selling book on daily devotions for spiritual growth and peace of mind, and it was written by Ian LeVincent. Well, in this passage having to do with judgment, the author said this, and I am paraphrasing. What she was saying is that every time we judge another person, we are also condemning that other individual. We are setting a judgment upon them that says, I don't approve of what you're doing. I'm condemning what you're doing, and I am letting you know this because I wish to control your future behavior, and I want your future behavior to measure up to my standards of what's right or appropriate. Well, that sounded like a pretty decent explanation of judgment, but I continued thinking about it a little bit further. I remember many times thinking, how is it that we can deal with other people whose behavior isn't always appropriate? And the idea of judging always struck me as something that was reciprocal. In other words, if we judged someone out there, at some level I always felt we would be judging ourselves or holding that same judgment against us. And over the years, what I remember doing, especially when I was in management, is that I'd have to find ways of dealing with people whose behaviors were either contrary to their own best interests or were somehow hurting other people as well. And I know that there can be something very stinging and also very condemning when we choose to judge others. Instead, I remember adopting a different view, which probably had a lot to do with the way in which I would see people. I would generally and continue to see people in a way that exceeds the way they see themselves. In fact, most of the time when I would share certain thoughts with members of my staff, I would take it from a completely different viewpoint. I would speak to them as if I knew that if the light were turned on in their head, that they would behave at a better level. I could actually see the bigger, better, and brighter them that was just hiding behind their thought life, their conditioning, the way in which they chose to see themselves or chose to see their circumstances and their world around them. So I would always look to make corrections or to make adjustments based on that reality. I can see the better you in you. Can't you too? And that better you happens to be the real you. Well, wherever you are today, I hope that you would consider maybe some of the people in your own life, in your own circle of friends that you have somehow judged. Maybe some of the judging has been people on television. It might be people out in society that you've read about in newspapers, and it might have been people close to you. But when you've judged, look and wonder to yourself, have I condemned these people? Meaning, have I sentenced them to an estimation that keeps them in a place where they have no opportunity to lift themselves up, to see things more brightly, and to see themselves out of a better lens? And when we have chosen to judge people, ask yourself this: have we not taken away some of our own happiness as we do, because something in the process of judging others causes us to feel somehow condemned as well in our own heart. It's sort of like mathematics, where we always learned that things on both sides of the equal sign needed to add up. So in other words, if we keep seeing our world and people in our world from a viewpoint that condemns others, then at some level we also, or alternatively, condemn ourselves. But if we can look at other people whose behaviors may not be so admirable and look through the behavior to the better them that lives within them, can we not also relieve ourselves of some of the sense of judgment and condemnation that we've carried against ourselves, and also see the better us that's been hiding behind the scenes? I hope today will give you something new and kind of penetrating to think about. Most of all, I hope that as you give some thought to the idea of either choosing to judge others or to discover the better you in all of us, that the outcome will cause you to feel happier from the inside out and to find that the world around you brightens as a result of it. Well, before we go, let's hear from one other person who's going to share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
Hello, my name is Tiffany Cosby, and I am a singer, a songwriter, and also a career advisor. I am originally from Alabama, but I currently live in Tampa, Florida. One of my top three things that makes me happy is music. It's a universal language, and music moves you physically, emotionally. It is definitely something that we all can relate to. And what gives me even more joy is when someone approaches me and says, "My goodness, your voice really moved me." And that's what it's all about. It's all about moving people and encouraging people and just making people happy. And I'm even more excited about what the future holds for me in music. So, Maura, thank you so much for having me. And this is for you.
Living happy inside out.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.